when we fly, when we flew to our different locations and got above the clouds, they are actually spraying above the clouds. And many people report when a storm comes in, for instance, massive spraying above the storm. And we believe that that's part of the weather modification component of these programs. So, for instance, in Northern California, typically they get a lot of rain in that area. However, now that they've been spraying, they're in a drought. And I want to address one of the things that came up at the geoengineering conference. They stated that one of the risks of these programs were droughts in Africa and Asia, exactly what we're seeing. So, you know, I can link that into the military applications with this. Perhaps certain nations that are not conforming to this new new global governance or new world order, if you would, perhaps if these people can control the weather, they can literally create droughts in countries that are not conforming so that these countries actually bow down and eventually join this alliance. So, you know, there's a lot of power and a lot of military applications with these programs. And again, I'm going to go back to something that I had mentioned, a document called Owning the Weather by 2025. And that is an expressed interest of our government. These people are literally plain God, and they're trying to control everything.
Well, we know that they've been trying to seed hurricanes for years. We know that during the Chinese, that the Olympics in China, that the Chinese government said not to worry about the weather, that's under control. Mm-hmm. So we know, we do know they're doing that.
Well, absolutely, and there's documentation everywhere. One of the things that we're trying to do is just raise awareness, because your typical American or somebody who might be watching Dancing with the Stars is completely unaware of these programs. And they're looking at some of this drastic, dramatic weather that's happening and questioning, going, why is this happening? I don't understand. Well, we think we have the answer. You know, we think it's and we're pretty sure these are directly related to these programs and to the HAARP program.
One of the clues about all this could very well be patents at the patent office with regards to spraying. Did you uncover anything there?
Well, we did. There are various patents. And earlier in the program, I had mentioned the Hughes aircraft patent, and it's also called the Welsbach patent, patent number 500-3186. And that is a patent that is designed to be placed on airplanes and spray aerosol fine particulate metals. And aluminum oxide, which is what's being found around the world in massive amounts, is actually discussed and mentioned in that patent. But there are many other patents, and if you go online, you can research it, patents for aircraft aerosol spraying. So, yes, there's a number of different things that and designs that have the capability to do this.
Michael, take us on a mission, a spraying hypothetical mission, how it happens and what they do.
Well, you know, typically in L.A., we see them in the morning, and we witness planes going back and forth in the sky. And, of course, behind them we see the long trails that persist.